So much for Parsifal, and he's on his way. Now we'll return to Gawain, who's going to have his illumination also. He's trotting along, and he sees, leaning up against a tree, a shield that is pierced through, and a horse standing there with a woman's saddle on it. Oh, he thinks, this is going to be interesting. Perhaps I'll have a wrestling match. And he peers around the tree, and what he sees is a woman sitting there with a bleeding knight on her lap who has had his chest pierced. And Gawain is rather clever with wounds, as many knights were, and he helps the woman heal this knight. And the knight says, don't go down that road the way I came, or you'll run into an adventure you won't like. I'm warning you against this. Now we're entering the field of an adventure, and again you have that pietà scene of the woman with the almost dead or dead knight on her lap. These are parallel spheres now. Gawain, nothing's going to stop him. He goes trotting on. Comes to a hill, and he's winding up the hill. This is the hill of the magician Klingsor of Wagner. And he sees sitting by a spring this glorious woman, Orgeluse. His horse stops. He stops. And he looks at her and he says, you are the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. She said, that's no news to me. I know that as well as you do. But it's little joy I take in praise from any old fool that comes along. It's the wise I like to hear talk. Go on, get out of here. The further away you are, the better it'll be for me. Well, he said, reject me or receive me. I'm yours. What's that if that's the way it is? You just go down the field there, get off your horse, and go over there, and you'll see some people dancing and playing flutes, and you'll see a horse tied tethered to a tree. That's my horse. Bring it here. This is his first service. He goes, walks across the footpath, and as he approaches the horse, people come up to him and say, don't touch that horse. And an old man on crutches says, look, if you value yourself, don't touch that horse. Tethers the horse follows him back. The Orgeluse gets on the horse. He says, may I help you? She says, don't you touch me. He gets on the horse, and the pair of them ride off, he following her. He doesn't know where he's going, where the adventure is going. Now this woman, he has gone from woman to woman, but this one has fixed him, and he's going to remain firmly fixed to her no matter what. This is the anima image. It's an image that is constantly encountered of the woman by the well. You think of Jacob with Rachel by the well, and Moses with Xanthippe by the well. And these girls by the well, they are something to watch out for. Well, there she, there she was. The one he was ready for. This precipitates him into another sphere of girling altogether. The others are just out now, and he's fixed there. That is his soul. And she's a toughie. They're riding along, and he sees a plant, an herb. He says, just a minute. He gets up and picks the herb. She says, oh, I thought I had a knight in my service. I see I have a medical man. And she says, you probably make a good living if you can sell jars, you know, and put this medicine in there, kidding him along like this. And he says, well, there's a person down the way. I want to bring this back to heal him. Oh, she says, I'm going to find out something interesting, am I? So she follows him back, and he applies the herb to this knight. And what do you know? The knight jumps off, and with his girl, rides off with Gawain's horse. So Gawain doesn't have a horse. And she laughs, and she says, well, now, we're going to walk. So here he's walking along behind her when this curious creature called Malcreatur comes along, riding on a terribly decrepit nag with a saddle of straw. And this Malcreatur is the brother of Kundry and looks just like her, with a pig's face and great big tusks and all this, a foul-looking creature. And he is the squire of Orgeluse. There's a long history of how these people got here, and I'm going to this. So here's Gawain walking. Here's this crazy-looking creature riding along on this decrepit horse, and here's this beautiful Orgeluse riding along. This is an image actually right out of an Irish folktale, actually, about Cuchulainn. And they start wrangling, the pair of them. And Orgeluse laughs, says, "I love to see you two fools arguing this way." And then she says to Malkuchip, "You go on and let Gawain have the horse." So Gawain now has this ridiculous horse, which he doesn't even dare mount, because if he puts his foot in the stirrup, the whole thing will go to pieces like that. So he's walking along beside this beast. And then they come to a great castle. This is the Castle of Marvels that he is supposed to disenchant, where 400 beautiful princesses and 4 great queens are all enchanted. And it's beyond a great moat, a great waterway, a great river, and this side of the moat is a great plain. And Gawain now has managed to get on this crazy mountain. He's riding along behind Orgeluse when, zing, there comes down the plain at him a knight in full career. And Orgeluse laughs and says, "This is going to be good. And when you fall and split your pants, won't that be a vision for the ladies in the castle?" So he thinks, "Now what am I going to do here? Here comes this knight on a horse." He thinks, he works up a stratagem. He says, "I'll just ride my horse in front of him, and his horse will trip over mine." I'm too low to get caught by his lance, or parry it. And we'll just see how it works. Well, exactly that's what happened. This brilliant knight comes flying down the field, and this idiotic animal trips up his horse so that the horse flops, and the two knights are now afoot, and of course Gawain conquers this brilliant knight. And the knight will not capitulate. He won't say, he won't plead for mercy. He says, "Better dead than defeated." So Gawain looks at him and thinks, "Well, why should I kill this man?" So he says, "All right, get up and sit over there." So Gawain sits over here and notices that that man's horse is his horse. That's the horse that was stolen. And it's another knight entirely, however. And then that knight picks up his sword and comes at Gawain again. So Gawain throws him again, and finally the ferryman arrives. Now, when you hear a ferryman in this story, you're on your way to the yonder shore, you know, and this is the realm of the great adventure. The ferryman, the boatman, he's a lovely character. He says, "Now, there's a custom here that the defeated knight's horse is given to me, and this knight has been defeated, and that's his horse." "No," says Gawain, "that's my horse. If you want his horse, look at that one." But he said, "If you'll accept a knight instead of a horse, I'll give you him." So says the boatman, "That's a go with me." And he says, "Come across." So he ferries him across to his house. It's a pretty charming scene. This lovely little family. This is the guardian, the entrance to the Castle of Marvels. We're at the porter's place to the land of magic. And he has a little daughter named Bene, and a son. And this darling family takes Gawain in. They've put new straw on the floor, scattered with little flowers to make it pretty. They've prepared a bed for him, and the little girl has fixed the room for him, and she is his servant for that night, and he goes to sleep. He wakes up very early in the morning, and he looks out the window, and he notices that all the women in that castle are still moving around. We're in the land of no sleep. We're in the land of no time. He has passed out of the realm of the passages of time into the magical realm of dream. And this is rendered in the book. He goes back to sleep. When he wakes up, there's little Bene in the room with his breakfast. And he asks her questions about the castle and all. And as soon as he asks the question about the castle, she begins to cry and says, "Don't ask that question." And there he is still in bed, and the little girl is weeping, and her father comes in. Their father looks and he thinks something else has happened. And he says, "Oh, darling, don't mind. When things like that happen, at first one's angry, but it'll be all right in a little while." And Gawain says, "No, nothing has happened here." And everything's straightened out. And so Gawain asks the father, "What about that castle?" And the father says, "Don't ask." He says, "I am asking." So the father tells him that this is the Castle of Marvels, and that he, as a knight, now arrived, may either depart or attempt the adventure, and no one can survive that adventure.